pi shofar dam tomei mitoich dam to, that she shofar, she letting out dam tomei after she was letting out dam to. The Rashi says this: v'gidol li reis dam to tchilo. Could be the fisher. The vest is like, first you see, let's say, green blood comes out. That's to. And after she sees a wild green blood, then red blood starts to come out. That's called the vessel. And then every time she starts to see this green blood, she has to be afraid that after this she's going to see the red blood. That's also called a vest. That's what the Mishnah means, Shafas. That she started to see Dam Tor, and then after that it came out Dam Tor, that's called a vest. The next time this happens, she has to be afraid she's going to see Dam. And if she does see Dam the next time, we say Dai Shos, it only started there and not from before. Then it says, O Kimin Samarus, a Rosh gets the Shivas. So in the Mishnah it says, V'chein ki yoytzebehem. Other type of simonim, ashinu haguf also. Smozo lasu yamai. What does the Mishnah mean to say, V'chein ki yoytzebehem? What else does it come to include? V'chein ki yoytzebehem lasu yamai. Smozo says, Omar Rava Barula. Lasu comes to include, Isha sheroisha kovod oleho. Where her head becomes heavy, like she gets a bad headache. Or else be able to activate them, or her whole limbs become heavy. She feels very faint. For Rosessus. And she starts to shiver. The geisa, and that's also when she starts to belch. So if these things happen, these things are also called the shinu aguf. Yes, she shivers or she belches. And then again, like Tais says, not just on one time, but happens a long time before she sees the period, she starts to belch. So that's called a vest. And the next time this happens, she has to be afraid for it, and if she sees down there, and it's only Dai Shoso, we're not afraid it came before. Omar Rafuna Bachia, Omar Shmuel, Harayomer was said like this, Liyomim Shnayim. This price holds like Rebbe Shita, that when you want to be Kaveya Vested for the days, so if you see two times the same day, that's Kaveya Vested. This goes like Rebbe Shita, that two times is a Chazaka. You saw the last 2 months on the 15th day of the month, so you convey a vest, but the next month, the 15th day is also. Oh, that's called the Le'yom Mishnayim. Le'vestos achas. That means like our Mishnah, vest aguf, v'shin aguf, even in one time you convey that vest. But le'mash le'monach achomim, the special thing that does not say in our Mishnah, but the chom say about the shin aguf, those things need shloisha. Those things need three times that has to happen to shinu aguf. Now the Gemara explains, Lamash Ramon Chachom Lasu Yamai. What do you mean to say? What we did not learn before, the Chom did not learn in the Mishnah any place. What does that come to clue that needs three times to declare the Chazaka? So my answer is, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lasu comes to include Rosh Kovod Aleh, that her head is very heavy, like a headache she has. Rosh V'yev Aleh Kveid Aleh, Rosh her limbs are very heavy. Rosh Roisessa, she shivers. Or else for Geisa, she belches. These are things that were not learned before. So verses 1, So Ma'amalei Abaye says back, my Kamashma, what are you teaching me? Masnissani. That's now Mishnah. Because now Mishnah also said, the Mishnah ended off and said, V'chein ki yoytzebem, or the similar things also. So Pirsho Rabba Barulo, that's where he marked by our Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, V'chein ki yoytzebem, he said, that's what the Mishnah means. There's a topic of Gemara that Rabbi Barula says, Lasui comes to include, Isha Shiroisha Kovod, Lever Rever Kredim Aleh. So it comes to include these things, so what's your Chiddush then? So the answer is, so the Apostle Rabbi Barula, Ma'el Rav Om Rabaya, Lasui comes to include what it means, Shalei Monu Chachomim, that these things have to happen three times, that means Lasui Ochle Shum. Let's say she ate garlic. And then Verosa, she saw Dam because of that. Whereas V'yochla B'tzolim, she ate onions. Verosa, and she saw Dam because of that. These things have to happen three times. The last three periods have to be that after she ate some garlic, that caused her to see Dam three times. Or else, Kososet P'polim, she was chewing some strong pepper, Verosa, that made her see. So these things are not such a big shinua group. These things need three times. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, he doesn't like this halacha. He did not learn it because he did not hold like this. We said before that two times you need to convey a vest of yamin, and one term is enough to convey a vest of a shinum aguf like in the Mishnah. So the answer says he doesn't like that. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back to him, At Amrisa Nalon, you yourself taught us this. Like we know, Rabbi Yisrael forgot his learning, and Abaye was reminding him, and you yourself taught us this. And the Yeho Amrisa Nalon, you learned this on this halacha. It says like this, Hoyse Lemuda Lias Roya. She was used to see them, Hoyse Lemuda Lias Roya Yoyim Chamishosa. She used to have a vest kavua the 15th day of the month. What happened was the Shin Soli Yom Esrim, and she changed now the 4th month. She didn't see on the 15th day, but she went to the 20th day. She first saw then. So Lachor is now Zev Zasurim. The next month, both days are still also the 15th day, because she was not Oika the Ves Kavua, and also the 20th day, because that happened one time. What's going to be, she skips Shloisha Pom Li Yom Esrim, she skips three times to the 20th day, so she's oiker the first vest three times. They have next 3 months. It happened, she went to the 20th day. So hut yom chemishos, the 15th day becomes mut. It's not a vest anymore. And instead, the kovul yom esrim, she has a new vest kavu every 20th day of the month. She has to be afraid now, because the klal is shein isha kavas leveses achetikvenu shloisha pomim. She only has a vest kavua after she has it three times. And so that's what the Mishnah says. And on this, v'yamata lona lo, you, Yob Yosef, yourself taught us, and thought this, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, v'azu divrei Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi. These are the words of Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi, Shom, he says, over Shom, Shom, Gamliel, that he holds his sheet there is three times as a chazaka. So therefore, you have to see three times in a row to have this chazaka. Then it's called the Ves Kavua. But Yishinah, v'chachom, and the chom say, ro'aso, if she sees a netzricha lelishanis lelishalish, she sees one time, that's enough. She doesn't have to do it a second time, not a third time. That's what it says here. Now on this, we are minulecho. We ask back to you, lishanis shematlan, if you say you don't have to do it a second time, lishalish mi boy, like what do you have to say you have to do it a third time for? If you don't have to do it a second time, she don't have to do it a third time. If you're mad to learn, and you told us like this, lishanis pevestas. That means a vest haguf, you don't have to do it a second time. Like in our Mishnah, it's enough one time. After one time, it's called a vest. And l'shalish, what I mean to say, you don't have to do it three times, that's biyamin. That you don't have to have three times, not just have two times. That's by a vest of yamin. Because that's going according to Rebbe Shita, they have to two times called a chazaka. So Moses says, the name will one answer back and say, Zudibram Shem Gamliel. Like how come the first one said, "I'm of Yudah Mashmu," says Zudivra Gamliel by Rebbe. They said, "Oh, the name of Shem Gamliel." Let him say Stam, the name. Let him say directly. These are words of Shem Gamliel that he holds three times makes the chazaka. So Moses says true, but I tell you, Hokamash Malon Shmuel. What does Shmuel come to teach us? That the Gamliel by Rebbe is from Shem Gamliel Srila. He also has like a Shem Gamliel, and that he holds three times makes a chazaka. So therefore a chazaka to see a vest kavua for days, it's only if it happened three times in a row, like the last 3 months, you always saw on the 15th day of the month, that's kavei a vest kavua. That's what we hold. Penachan, according to Rebbe Shita, two times is enough to be kavei a chazaka. So the kavei a vest. So after two times is enough, you don't need a third time. But I call upon him, this is only by vest of yomim. But vest haguf, mashmir, they both agree, vest haguf, like it says in our Mishnah, it's enough after one time, if it happened one time, that's called a vest. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be, hoysa lemuda lias roya betchilas avestas? Let's say she used to see at the beginning of a vestet. Rashi says it means by vest of the gufukama. When she started to have this sneezing, or this belching, or this yawning, let's say at the beginning of it, she used to see the dam. Then the locker is that kol ha-tairis shosas so b'teicha vestas t'meis. Any tairis that she's working with while she has these simonim, we have to be afraid that she's tamei. But let's say b'seicha vestas, let's say she usually sees the dam after she yawns for an hour or so. Then the locker is kol ha-tairis shosas so b'teicha vestas t'meis. All the tairis she was eisik in while she was yawning is still tor, because usually the dam only comes at the end of the yawning. Rabbi Yosi says, Af Yomim Vishois. Who are then days? And hours also. is called vestes. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means, what Gracie means to say. That even by days, also if you know exactly what hour of the day the vest comes, so that's it. She's only yours for that hour and not more, that's it. Not before, not afterwards. Now, that's called af yom v'shoyes vestes. A vest could even be an exact hour or exact time, exact day. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoyes lemuda liyos royim aneitzachama. She used to see dam at the beginning of the day, b'aneitzachama. Seina asur elim aneitzachama. She's only also b'shas aneitzachama, which she usually sees, that's all, not before, not after. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yudai Mino, kol hayoyim shalom. Kol hayoyim shalom means the whole day, she's takamuta. But the night before, she's also. See in the Gemara exactly what this means. Trios, when they have a vest kavuam, she's also the whole aina, the whole 12-hour period, either the day or the night. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rama this. Ketzad, what's the case? Ketzad Amar of Yesi, that Yomim Vishoyis Vestas. Where's the case that he said, days and hours are Vestas? Means like this, Hois Lamuda Lias Roya Miyoim Esrim Liyom Esrim. She used to see every 20th day, from 20 to 20, or Mishesh Shoyis Lashesh Shoyis, used to see exactly the 6th hour of the day, that's when she used to see. So no quiz like this, Hegiya Yom Esrim, it comes the 20th day of L'Rosh, she didn't see it. Sarsu L'Shamis Kol Shesh Shoyis V'Shoyis. The first 6 hours she's also, Divra Reb Yudah, these are the words of Reb Yudah. Why? Because this is the Oino, this is the period that she usually sees, the 12-hour period according to Reb Yudah. However, Reb Yosi no matter, Reb Yosi holds no, Ad Shesh Shoyis until 12 o'clock. Because the first 6 hours of the day she doesn't see, she only sees after 6 hours of the day. The 6th hour of the day, that's when you have to be afraid maybe she's going to see there, and that's when she's awesome, and that's when the Tyrus Atanaeus. What's going to be the over Sheshur, the past part of the 6th hour, and Valoira, so she knows for sure she did not see? So again, Asur Lashamish Kolayam Kula Divra of Yudah, these are words of Yudah. That she's also the whole period of that day that she's going to see. So the whole 12 hours, the whole day she's also, even after that time passed by. But again, Rabbi Yosi Matim and Amin Chalamah, Rabbi Yosi Yos, no, she's only also that 1 hour, the 6th hour that she usually sees. But after the 6th hour passes by, she becomes Mutter again. That's Rabbi Yosi Mitzvah in the Mishnah, that Yomim Vishoy is Vestas. Not only is the day of Veset, but even the hour of that day, if she always sees 1 hour to 12 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when she always sees, so she's only used to that hour, not before, not afterwards. Then the Mishnah said, what's going to be Hois Lamuda, she was seeing him on Eitzachamu. So most of the Vatani would learn like this. We have Yudah says, Kol Halayla Shalom. Look at the Bryce, not like our Mishnah, that the whole nighttime she's Mutta. Shalom means she's Mutta, and she's only Yosef by day. And now Mishnah says just the opposite. Says Kol Hayom Shalom. She's mutter by day, but she's also at night time. It's more says Lakash. There's no stira. Hor the Regila Liras Kilos Yamama. If when Eitzachama can mean either right before daybreak, or even right after. So when she saw at the beginning of the day after daybreak and Echnami, then she's also the whole day, but she's mutter the night before. Hor the Regila Liras Pesef Laila. After we say the whole day she's muta, it says now Mishnah, Kol Yom Shalom, that's what she saw at the end of the night. Therefore she's only yosa that night, but the next day she's muta. Tonechol, run like this. One verse says, Rev Yehuda Oisro Lefnei Vester. Have you those she's also lived with husband before the vest? Or Matira Liacha Vester, but after the vest passes by, then she's muta. For Tan Yidduch, another verse says the opposite. That Oisro Liyachar Vesta, she's thus lived with her husband after the vest passes by, but Umatiru Lefnei Vesta, before the vest comes, then she's Muta. So who is the Stira? Someone says, no, again, Lakash is no Stira. Hordu Gidu Lemechse Beslef Laila. If she usually sees Ramesh right at the end of the night, so then she's also before, but right after the night goes by, but daytime she's Muta. She's only also that Oina, that period of 12 hours, when she sees either by day or by night. And the second case talking about to regila lemechsei betchilas yamama, she sees at the beginning of the day, so then she's also the whole day, but the night before she's muta. Amar Rav Rav says, "No, loch Rav Yudah, pas loch Rav Yudah, not like Rav Yosi. that any time she sees a veset, that whole 12-hour period is lost, either the whole day or the whole night, not just the 1 hour that she sees. So Moshe says, is this true? Mi yom rov ha'ok, is it true? Rov said like this, for a tiny learn like this. The pasuk says, v'yizat emes b'nei yisrael mitumasam, that b'nei yisrael should watch themselves from tumah. Because from here we say, Rabbi Yirmiyah, as though it's the one of b'nei yisrael, sheyifpushim yisrael, they should stay away from their wives, somach levestam, before the veset. So mashma that they're also before the veset, the kam amish before marav oina. It says an oina, period of time, pasha means 12 hours. So Moshe says, my love doesn't mean to say oina achriti, that not only the 12 hours that she actually sees in, but even 12 hours before. So she's biyos not only that day, but even the night before also. So Moshe says, Lord, it's not the pshat. It could be oisa oina. It's just she's only yosa that period of time that she sees. If she sees by day, she's only yosa by day. If she sees at night, she's only yosa at night time. So Moshe says, that's the pshat. Then v'tati lomli, why does that have to say twice for? This din of Yisartem and our Mishnah, the loch like of Yehuda. So Moshe says, three, we need both halachas. Diashmi, if we just would learn Diashmi and Ho, have a minah in the middle of Tyrus. If we just learned of our Mishnah about Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, I would have thought it's only for Tyrus, she's also though 12 hours before. Well, by the Lord, maybe to a husband though, there's no issa. For husband, she doesn't have to be afraid, she's allowed to live with her husband. If Kamash from the Stasik this Hatem, she has to stay away from her husband. I be me, but just from the Salach of this Pasik this Hatem, that Bishas Vesta, she's also to be with her husband. Havamin, I would have thought to say, Samach Levest, what does that mean? In Achriti. Not only the day or the night that she usually sees, but even a 12-hour period before. Is Kamash Mullah and Oisai and Kamash Mullah, only that 12 hours she's also to, and not before, not anointed before. Even though Lamais Halacha would like a machma to say if a vest comes out the daytime, she's also the night before also. That's a chumra. But call upon him Gemari, it's mashnalatat. And whereas mashma, she's only yosa that period and not the 12 hours before. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoisa lemuda lias roya yom tezvov? She used to always see a period on the 15th day of the month. Vishin says she changed now lias roya liyom chof. The fourth month she saw the 20th day. So Lochri is there, but there soon. The next month, both days are also to live with the husband. The 15th and the 20th day. Shinsa, Pamela said, happened the fifth month also, that she skipped Liyam Chot the 20th day, not the 15th. So still, Zeb is Asurim. She starts to be afraid for the 15th day, because she didn't oiker it three times. What's going to be though, Shinsa Gimel Pamim? Even the sixth month, she also saw Liyam Chot on the 20th day. Now the Lochri is Hutra Tezvov. The 15th day becomes Mutar. For Kovalo Yenchov, and now the 20th day is like a new Ves Kavua. She's only just now the 20th day of the month. And this is the Klal, Sheinisha Kevas Loveses Achetikvenu Gimufemim. Anisha first has a Ves Kavua. If it happens three times, Stamish Lakashim Gamliel, Kazok is after three times. And Vienim at the Harrisman of Veset, she can't get rid of that Veset. Like I say, she doesn't have to be afraid of that day anymore. Achetikvenu Gimufemim. Until three times appears by that day and she did not see. That's a shalom. She has to convey a new veset, or just enough she doesn't see. As long as she didn't see, that's enough. A kovan has to happen three times that she didn't see. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. You're holding that Samer Dal Omer Aleph on top. Then the last Mishnah we spoke about the dinner of Ves Kavua, that you see something three times in a row, that's Kaveya Vest, and it can't be accurate unless you skip it three times. Now the most